Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, part one of Somewhere Next Door to Reality.
Yes?
Good morning.
Is it?
It's me.
And why is me calling this early in the morning?
Me thinks me needs your help.
Oh, Mojo. What time is it?
Time for a croissant.
Gosh, you get up so early. Where are you?
I'm here.
And I'm supposed to guess where here is?
If you think you're awake enough.
I could guess this in my sleep.
You think so?
Sure.
You're in Paris.
Hey, how did you do that?
The music, or the sound. Isn't that a bit obvious?
Yeah, I guess that was a bit obvious. But let me ask you this. Is it so obvious that you are so obviously wrong?
I am.
You got the right squeeze box, but you squeezed it into the wrong place.
All right, well, how about Marseille?
Nice try, but no.
Are you calling from a cafe?
It's a club.
And you have a gig playing piano there?
That's right.
And the name of this club is...
Lucky Pierre.
Why did I ask?
Okay, so you're not in France.
Not even on that continent.
But where you are, they speak French. Oui?
Oui, oui.
I doubt you're in Morocco or Algiers.
No.
So you're probably north.
Nah, you're getting warmer.
But not the North Pole.
That's way cold. And Eskimos don't speak French, but... wait a minute. Well, actually, there are a few that do.
You mean like up around Hudson Bay?
Nah, you're getting warmer.
You're in Canada.
Hey!
Quebec.
Hey, hey!
Okay. Then you're either in Quebec City or Montreal, right?
Mm-hmm.
My guess is...
Montreal.
Oui, oui.
Are you in the old city?
Vieux Montreal? Oui.
So what's going on?
Man, you got to taste the croissants they have up here.
Well, I'd love to. How's the coffee?
Dark Frenchy roast.
So, why
are you tempting me?
There's some weird stuff going on up here.
Yeah? Like what?
Like people fading away.
You don't mean dying?
No, just fading away.
Mojo, what does that mean?
That means becoming transparent until they...
disappear entirely.
Transparent?
You can see right through them.
You don't mean psychically, you mean physically.
You can see right through their bodies.
What do you see?
You see what's behind them.
You mean as though they weren't there?
Yeah, except they are there.
Is it like seeing a ghost?
Yeah, except they're as real as you and me.
Have you asked them what's happening?
No. By the time you realize what's going on...
they've gone.
Just poof?
No, not like poof. It's more gradual.
Mojo, you're saying that they gradually become transparent until... until what? You can't see them anymore?
That's a theory.
Well, what do you mean?
I've never seen anyone just sort of slowly disappear.
Well, then whose theory is this?
My friend's.
And your friend is...
Dominique.
Ah, how French.
Yeah, there are a few of them around.
Yes, I know.
You've been up here, right?
Montreal, of course.
This time of year, in the late summer, it's really pretty.
Yeah, swarming with American tourists.
Nah, not that many.
Okay, so tell me more about your...
your transparent friends.
Well, not everyone can see it happening, you know.
You know, speaking of you know, I'm on my way up there.
I figured.
Okay. Now back up and give me the specifics.
Well, there was this woman, Renee. She's like Dominique's best friend. She'd come into the club, and this one time I saw her sitting there, and then I looked over and she was like going in and out of focus.
But Mojo, you weren't seeing through her, were you?
I think she was flickering.
What?
You know, flickering in and out.
In and out of what?
Reality, man.
And whose reality is that?
You know, your everyday normal reality.
Mojo, there's nothing normal about reality.
I know that. I'm just talking about the reality most people think is real.
Okay, so give me your definition of reality.
You know the writer Philip K. Dick?
Yes, sure.
He said, reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away.
Yeah.
That's good.
I thought so, too.
Okay, so how many people have you actually seen flicker away?
Well, I haven't seen anyone flicker away, and I can't say I've seen anyone fade away either.
But they disappeared.
That's right.
Well, how many people that you know of have disappeared by flickering or fading or whatever?
I've only known one, but I've heard about a couple others disappearing that way.
So what happens? They just vanish?
Now this is where it gets really strange.
Stranger than this?
Oh, yeah. Dominique shared an apartment with her friend Renee. She said that a week after Renee disappeared, she began to notice things being rearranged in her friend's room.
You mean furniture?
No, little things, personal items. Like her cigarette lighter wasn't there, and then it was there. And ashtrays were clean, and then filled with butts.
Oh, right. They do smoke a lot up there, don't they?
Well, of course. They're French.
Okay, go on.
So Dominique started to note where things were. And sure enough, sometimes Renee's keys would be there, and then they wouldn't. You know how that happens.
I do.
You set something down and turn around, and it's not there. Then an hour later, you look, and it's there. Why is that?
Good question.
Mojo, you saw one person flicker, but you've never actually seen anyone fade. So all of this is based on what your friend saw.
I saw through someone just yesterday, man. A woman. She was on the sidewalk across the street. The streets up here in the old city are narrow, you know. So across the street is pretty close.
Yeah, what happened?
I thought she was really good looking. Looking sharp. Nice dresser. That's why I stopped to sort of admire her, you know.
Mojo, just tell me what happened.
Well, there was a street musician, and as she passed him, she stopped for a moment like to say something to him. And while she was standing there,
I could see right through her.
You're certain?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do?
Well, it took me a couple of seconds to realize what I was seeing, and I stood there sort of seesawing.
What?
I was thinking, did I just see what I just saw? And by the time I realized I did see what I saw, he was gone.
God, just poof.
No, man, no one poofs around here. They puff a lot, but no poofs.
Okay, go on.
I figured she'd gone around the corner.
I walked up to the corner and looked up the street, but she wasn't anywhere.
So she vanished.
Well, there were some shops, there was a cafe, but I didn't see her in any of those.
So you definitely saw right through her.
Oh, yeah, that's what I saw.
I love this.
So when are you going to arrive?
Well, looks like I'm getting close to the border now.
You should be here in about an hour.
Yeah, where will I find you?
Let's meet at the Café Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge?
It's on the corner of St. Paul and St. Vincent.
Ah, two of my favorite saints. Is that in the old city?
That's right.
Okay, listen, I'm about to cross over, so I gotta sign off.
I'll see you later.
Okay, ciao. Crossing borders always makes me nervous. Especially knowing they can detain you, strip search you, stand you on your head, do just about anything they want with their nasty little rubber gloves. Well, here I am.
Where do you live?
New York.
What's the purpose of your trip?
Vacation.
How long are you staying?
Just a few days, a week maybe.
Is there anything you'll be leaving in Canada?
No.
Have a nice time.
Oh, thanks. It wasn't bad. Oh well, I guess any country that has a big maple leaf on its flag has to be doing something right.
As Mojo predicted, exactly 1 hour later, Jack pulls up before the Café Moulin Rouge. Of course, there's nowhere to park, so Jack eventually finds a lot, pays the attendant an arm and a leg, and walks back to the cafe.
So, Mr. Mojo, I presume?
Pull up a chair, traveling Jack.
Hey, how are you?
Monsieur, qu'est-ce que vous désirez?
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino, okay.
Do they always address you in French first?
Oh, yeah. And if you answer in English, then that's what they'll use.
Oh.
French is the first language spoken here.
But you don't speak French, do you?
Very little. You know, there are Quebecers that live here, and they don't even speak it either. You can get by just fine.
Don't they say bonjour around here?
Salut.
I thought that was goodbye.
It's also hello.
You mean the same word means hello and goodbye?
That's right.
Hello, goodbye. It's very short conversation, Mojo. Oh, I wonder what people from Paris think of the French that's spoken here.
I'll tell you about it sometime.
Are there many Americans up here?
You mean tourists? Not really. But you can spot them right off.
Yeah, why's that?
Because they're the ones that talk real loud. Like, do you speak English?
And what do they think of that up here?
Well, how do you feel when someone talks to you like you're some cretin?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I figured you would.
You know, it's been a long time since I've been up here. I like it.
I figured you would like it too.
These old stone buildings, the narrow cobbled streets. I feel like we could be sitting in a sidewalk cafe in Paris. I mean, don't you feel as though you've stepped into a time warp and suddenly found yourself in some old European city?
I know what you mean. Stepping into old Montreal is like stepping through a portal and into another time.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Disney recreation without the lousy music.
Except that this is real. The people out there on the street and in those shops aren't actors. No one's pretending.
Mojo, you know we're all actors.
That's true. Everyone's playing some role or another. But most people don't want to admit that their reality ain't all that real.
Do you think it's a matter of not admitting it? I don't think people even know it.
You got something there. In fact, I wrote down the thing I came across. Let's see. By not quite accepting, because they do not please us, things that are so, we spend our entire lives making meaningless gestures somewhere next door to reality.